Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Ashok Leyland conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pramod Amthe. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of InCred Capital, I would like to welcome you to the management conference of Ashok Leyland Limited today. We have with us the management team represented by Mr. Shenu Agarwal, Managing Director and CEO, along with him Mr. K.M. Balaji, Chief Financial Officer, and also the Investor Relations Department. I will now hand over the call to management for opening remarks, post which we will open the floor for Q&A. A request to all the participants, please restrict your questions to the topic of today's briefing only so that we can have a brief call. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much, Pramod, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining in. We really appreciate your continued trust in Ashok Leyland. Our step-down subsidiary, Switch Mobility Limited, or Switch UK, has today commenced a consultation process with its employees, which could potentially lead to cessation of its manufacturing and assembly activities at its Sherburn facility. This reflects the continuing general economic uncertainty within the overall bus manufacturing sector in the UK and consequent inability to derive benefits of scale. While Ashok Leyland has remained committed to the UK market over the last 15 years, due to market variations and varied product challenges, Switch UK was not able to achieve volumes and cost economics in electric vehicles. Lower volumes with uncompetitive cost structure has made the operations unviable. On the other hand, the EV bus market in India is doing exceptionally well and is poised to grow multifold in the next few years. We are happy to share that Switch India operations is expected to achieve an EBITDA breakeven in FY25. This is on back of doubling the e-bus volume, crossing 1,000 units of ELCV volumes within the first year of launch, and more than doubling the top line in FY25. FY26 looks even more promising for Switch India, with a clear path to achieving PAT breakeven. In e-buses, we are hoping to treble our volumes in FY26, and that is on back of 1,300 plus orders in hand. In ELCVs, within the 2 to 3.5 ton segment we are present, we have already achieved a market share of 80% plus, with clear prospects of 50 to 80% volume growth in FY26. In this backdrop, and after thorough evaluation of all the available scenarios, the board of Switch UK has given their approval to commence a consultation process with its employees, which could potentially lead to cessation of manufacturing and assembly facilities in the Sherburn UK facility. We believe this is the right time for Switch to reevaluate the business model and place the focus on the high growth India market. A few other highlights of the Switch board decision are as follows. Number one, given superior city bus designs and a reliable product lineup, Switch Mobility is not planning to exit the UK market, but are only reevaluating the current business model. Number two, Switch UK will execute and complete all the orders on hand and will continue to provide aftermarket support for the existing vehicle park. Number three, at the right time, Switch will cater to the UK market from Ashok Leyland's alternate manufacturing sites. In this context, it is also important to note the following. A large part of the value of Switch UK is contributed by Switch India operations. On an overall basis, the value accretion from Switch EV business is expected to be much more than the investments made in these entities. We are not anticipating any further and immediate equity infusion in Switch UK. The equity infusion that was approved by the Ashok Leyland Board in February 2025 would be sufficient to take care of current cash flow needs of Switch UK. Notably, there is also a net debt of approximately 80 million GBP in the books of Switch UK. However, as per the contract with the lender, this needs to be repaid only by year 2029. Today's decision on potential ceasing of Switch UK manufacturing operations is not likely to have a bearing on the repayment terms agreed with the lender. Switch India is already EBITDA positive, and for the next couple of years, we intend to run Indian operations with tighter cost controls and enhanced synergies with Ashok Leyland so as to bring Switch India to PAT break-even now within the next 4 to 6 quarters. Switch India cash flows, therefore, are likely to be robust, not warranting any major equity requirement for India operations. With this, we leave the floor open for any questions or clarifications. Over to you, moderator. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Kapil Singh from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. So I just wanted to understand the numbers first. If you could just tell us that the 80 million debt that we have Switch UK's books, is it after the debt repayment? Because we said that we will be repaying the debt of 500 crores or thereabouts once we infuse capital. So if you could just tell us that, and as per the annual report, the Optare UK has about 2,100 crores of net investments on books. So will this need to be written off? And will there be any further costs that can come in future for cessation of operations?
Okay, so Kapil, thank you for the question. Just to clarify, that 80 million debt, GBP debt, is as of now. So some amount of the equity infusion that was approved in February by the Ashok Leyland board will go towards paying of the debt. A part of it will also go towards closure cost. But immediately, we don't see any need of any further equity infusion into Optare or Switch UK, as I explained. So that should be sufficient. And like I said, this 80 million debt has to be repaid only by year 2029. So we have sufficient time, you know, to repay that. So we don't see any immediate need of any further cash infusion. As far as Optare investments are concerned, you know, like I said, right now the value, most of the value of Optare or Switch UK is coming from Switch India operations, which is doing extremely well. As I said, you know, Switch India is already, or let us say, likely to be EBITDA positive in FY25, and we are gunning for it to become PAT break even in the next 4 to 5 quarters as well. So the requirement of any cash, even at the Switch India level, should not be there in the immediate future. Like I explained, the value of Optare is much more than the value of the investments we have made so far, and therefore we don't see any likelihood of any impairments in the AL balance sheet.
Okay, great. And just also wanted to understand the volume numbers that you have for Switch India. I think you mentioned more than 1,000. So if you could just give the numbers, actually, how many ELCVs and how many MSCVs are you expecting for FY25 and also the revenue numbers?
These are all very rough numbers, Kapil. Balaji, yeah. Sure. These are all very rough numbers. As far as the buses volume is concerned, it could be around 450 numbers. And as far as the ELCVs, it could be above 1,000.
Okay.
It could be about 1,000, and revenue could be close to, it will be between 900 and 1,000 crores.
Okay. And if I got it right, the investment value that is shown in Optare UK So the investment is flowing from Optare UK to Switch India. Is that how it's working? Then that's why there will be no write-off.
No, actually, the value of one has come down, and the value of the another, especially the India business, has gone up. Thereby, it is almost, I would say that the value is very much well protected.
So what is the 2,000 crores investment book value that we have? If you could just help us understand the breakdown of that, that would be the last question from my side. How much is it?
All the investments that AL has made has gone through Optare only, right? And therefore, when we have to do a check on the impairment possibility, we just look at the whole value of Optare, which includes the value of Switch UK and Switch India. So that is how you should look at it, right?
Sure, sir. But what is the breakdown of your investments of this 2,000 crores between India and UK?
That we'll get back to you, Kapil. We don't have the numbers right away, but we'll get back to you very soon.
Okay, sir. Thanks. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Mumuksh Mandlesha from Anand Rathi Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for the opportunity. I just want to understand what could be the Switch UK losses for this year, sir?
For this year, it could be around, as of now, it could be around 20-21 million Great Britain pounds.
Yeah, see, I mean, the losses are varying between 2 to 3 million Great British pounds, depending on the order and the workload in the whole pipeline.
Per month,
that is a per month number. So this year we are at roughly, like Balaji said, about 20 to 21 million.
Right. And sir, just want to understand how much time this exercise would take, and would be fair to assume by say a year or two this losses would go away, sir?
See, we are going through a consultative process, right? So whatever we are saying today to you is subject to that consultation, which would start happening later today in the UK with the union and rest of the employees. Right. So right now we estimate that the time that consultation would take would be 45 to 90 days. But it is hard to give you a very accurate number. But that is the estimate we have right now.
Got it. So basically this unit losses at least would go away next year.
That is right to assume that if consultation leads to a cessation of the manufacturing and assembly activities in UK, then these losses should go away very, very soon.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Pramod Kumar from UBS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the opportunity, sir. Most of the questions have been answered, but just want to understand the technology transfer and other bits on the IP side as to where are those housed and what does this entire procedure mean for that? Will there be any tax implication around that? If you can just help us understand, and also if you can quantify what will be the cost of restructuring, what you expect, because you said that you already provided for it, but if you can just help us understand what will be the one-off cost attached to the restructuring, what you're planning to do.
Pramod, thank you. This is a very good question. So there is a lot of strength in UK. While we are following a process that might lead to the cessation of the manufacturing. But in terms of product and technology, we would like that to be protected. And therefore, we are contemplating as of now as to how we can still cater to the UK and European market. Like I said in my opening statement, our idea is not to exit the market, but basically to reduce or scale down so that we can cut down on the losses. Now, we are evaluating as to where we can produce those products that, are available for the UK and the European markets. We had earlier talked to you about this latest E1 bus that we had been able to develop for Europe specifically, but it has potential in Middle Eastern markets as well and some of the other markets. So we are contemplating on those issues that, how we can use our alternative manufacturing facilities to produce these products. IP, of course, is fully protected and is in our control. As far as the closure costs are concerned, again, it will, more clarity will come as we go through the consultation process. But right now, a rough estimate would be between 5 to 10 million pounds.
5 to 10 million pounds. Okay, that's. And so while we have you here, can I ask you a general question which has been in the minds of the investors regarding the entire, the series of events which happened in IndusInd Bank and the stock also took a knock around that. So if you, any thoughts on that, whether, is there a chance of the promoter pledge going higher from where it is today, or any plans of Ashok Leyland kind of being asked to kind of participate in a fund infusion into IndusInd? Anything which you can just clarify, that will help a lot.
Yeah, Pramod, of course, we can't speak on IndusInd, and there is enough news available for you to gather from. But as far as the pledge of the promoters is concerned, we would just like to state that, promoters, the family is a large conglomerate, and they have many businesses even outside Ashok Leyland, and some of these businesses are doing well and are on a growth path. However, we are not privy of this particular matter of pledge as to the usage of funds from the pledging of the AL shares. But as we get to know more, we'll be happy to keep you posted if that is of interest. And I would say that, I would like to reassure you on one thing, that promoters are fully committed to Ashok Leyland, and they are very, very keen for Ashok Leyland to realize its vision of being among the top 10 global CV players.
Fair enough, sir. Thanks a lot for that. Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Raghunandan NL from Nuvama Research. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. And a couple of questions. Firstly, can you indicate how big would be the order book for the UK market, and would this be catered from India, Spain? And second question, more on Switch India. Congrats on the EBITDA breakeven. Considering that most sales on electric bus will be on gross contract basis, what would be the approximate IRR on these sales? Also, given that you have payment security mechanism now, are receivables and payments happening on time? Thank you.
Yeah, so Raghu, thank you for the questions. Firstly, on the UK side, our order book is very slim. We have a few orders on hand that we expect to complete within the next few weeks, right? And since we have decided to follow this consultation process, as of now, we have not been fetching more orders, but let this consultation process be over. I think more clarity will come in, like I said, in the next 45 to 90 days. On the Switch India side, very likely that Switch India would achieve EBITDA break-even in FY25. As far as the ratio of the business between outright sale and GCC is concerned, you know that we have been supplying many buses on the outright sales basis also. So there is increasing interest actually in the EV segment, not just from the government or the STU buyings, but also from the private side. Even some of the STUs we are seeing now are very keen to look at different models, where we would be able to sell buses on the outright basis. However, on the GCC side, Switch is not now going to enter into any GCC contracts by itself, right? So as far as Switch India is concerned, it will be, everything would be outright sales for Switch India. Of course, some obligations or some contracts that we had already entered in the past, that would still continue to be on the books of Switch India. But any new business that we fetch will be not of the GCC kind of nature, right? So it will be a very clean operations where we design, we produce, and we sell the buses on an outright basis. That is on the bus side. On LCV side, of course, everything so far has been completely on an outright sale basis.
Thank you for that, sir. So is it right to understand, just a clarification, is it right to understand that GCC is happening through Om Mobility, and there if you can indicate how could be the approximate IRR?
That is right. So all the GCC contracts would be through Om Mobility, although it will not be constrained to Om only. Right, we are looking at various options, but yeah, Om is a special company, specialized company, which is looking at operating the buses as well and keeping the buses on their balance sheet and operating them. The IRR, you know, it varies according to the type of the bus and the state, etc. But I can give you a, let us say, a range of 12 to 15%. You know, that is kind of a threshold for us. This is project IRR. Of course, equity IRR is much better than this.
Got it, sir. Good to hear that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Gunjan Prithyani from Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. Most of my questions have been answered. I just needed a clarification on some of the numbers. This the investment in Opta, 2100 crores, if I factor in what you've announced, this 500 crores incremental infusion, it's fair to say the book value that is there is about roughly 2600-2700.
Yeah, we can hardly assume that, Gunjan.
Okay, and then on the losses, when I look back, usually, you know, the Optare has had losses of about 500, 600 crores. Last year was, I think, 460 crores or so. So, and then if you're mentioning that with this exercise consultation process, the losses of 20, 21 million GBP will go away. India is going to turn PAT break-even. Is it fair to say that Optare by itself, this losses drag that we've had will no longer exist in fiscal 26 or maybe second, you know, from second half onwards? Any thoughts around how should I think about the drag of Optare that's been there for last few years?
Yeah, I mean, you're right, Gunjan. There will not be any drag on the overall profits of the switch as a whole, because this switch UK losses will be minimized once we are able to get through this process.
Yeah, just to clarify further, Gunjan, Optare is purely a holding company, and now with this decision, if this you know, through the consultation process we arrive at some conclusion, then switch UK would also be more or less a holding company other than the aftermarket business, which in any case is normally profitable, right? So the only large chunk of the business in this whole chain would be Switch India, which we have already spoken about.
Okay, got it. And then just Om, you know, we've infused once about, I think, 300 crores in that business. But now that if you're going to do more and more of e-buses, how should we think about the funding requirement for that business? You know, that can be quite sizable, right, as we scale up the electric bus operations.
Yeah, Gunjan, you're right. So there would be funding requirements in Om, and we are evaluating various options at this time. We can't say more because we are still in the evaluation process. But yes, we had inducted 300 crores, I think, last year, and that is sufficient at least for next few quarters for Om to operate successfully.
And Om business is profitable when you look at fiscal 25, because 24 was quite scanty, quite thin operations, right? So fiscal 25, how does Om stack up in terms of profitability?
Gunjan, we have just started the business, Gunjan. It'll take time for us to move to the profitable zone. We have just started this, and numbers will have to come, volume will have to come, and we'll have to inject capital. All this should happen, and then only you can see the profits.
Okay. Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Ashish Jain from Macquarie. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. So my first question is on the UK operations. Can you give a sense of the of the employee strength and all in the UK operations, which we may have to restructure, because you gave a number of 5 to 10 million as a one-time cost. So just to get a sense of that number.
Yeah, actually, if you look at the overall investments which Ganjan has been talking about, plus the additional investments which we are going to give, which we are going to do now, all these put together, you also add the value of both the Indian operation as well as the UK operation. The value accretion will be much, much better than the investments which we have made so far. So this will not necessitate any impairment in the standalone books of Ashok Leyland.
And Ashish, specifically to your question on the number of employees, I think roughly we have about 240 people in the entire Switch UK as a company. As I said, you know, as I explained, we will continue with the aftermarket operations because we have a significantly high vehicle park in the country. So we want to just continue to service them as long as we need to. And therefore, certain percentage of employees should stay back. However, all this will be clarified during the consultation process with the employees.
Right. So, sir, just to, you know, kind of dwell on this a bit more, like the out of the 500 crore investment we spoke about, is it fair to think that UK requirement is not more than like 150, 200 crores based upon the 10 million pound number that we spoke about?
Ashish, let this consultation process complete. But yes, I mean, it will, the closure cost would not be significant. However, whatever is the rest of the money will go towards paying of the debt.
Okay.
Ashish, just to tell you, I mean, to everybody who are there present in the call, I would tell you that I want to emphasize that this measure will be much beneficial in the longer run. It will create more value. The cash burn will stop, and Switch India will continue to grow profitably. This is what we wanted to convey in this call.
Thank you, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from Chandramouli Muthiah from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, and thank you for taking my questions. My first question is just related to, I think for the past couple of years, we have been looking for equity infusion for our broader electric bus business, Switch / Ohm / Optev. So does this change that in any way? Are we looking to get external funds into this longer-term investment that we're making in the electric bus space? And sort of the related other question I had just around strategic events is, I think the Leyland Finance IPO is something that we have been planning for the past couple of years. So I just want to understand if the timelines on that change in any way post this event.
Yeah, Chandramouli, thank you for the questions. I'll take the first one, and then maybe Baraji can respond on the HLF IPO. Can you repeat the first question? I have just...
Sure, sir. No, it's just about external equity inclusion into our electric bus investment to come.
Yeah. So I think, Chandramouli, we have made it amply clear in the past, in the recent past, that we are not averse to raising equity. However, there are two considerations we should keep in mind. Number one, there is no urgency, right? Especially with this current decision on Switch UK, and the situation where Switch India is right now in terms of profitability and cash, you know, there is no urgency, and this is what we had been kind of conveying to all of you in the recent past. Now, the timing of the raise of equity or external funds is extremely important for us, right, since there is no urgency. So you know that worldwide the valuations of the EV businesses is not very good in the recent past, and therefore, you know, we should wait for the right time. And we have two different paths also available. One is to raise external funds through private placement or public placement, or otherwise to go for a listing. You know, so both of these options would be available. I think with the current decision, the confidence in the whole Switch entity would be much higher. As a whole, to be more profitable and value accretive. So at the right time, we will decide which way to go. But this is not the right time, and we are neither in a hurry.
Regarding your second question, Chandramouli, on the individual Leyland Finance, the final no objection certificate from RBI is expected shortly, and individual Leyland Finance is in the process of responding to the last set of queries. Okay, post the receipt of this no objection certificate, evaluation of both the companies will have to be initiated, and swap ratio will have to be decided, and then the boards will have to approve the swap ratio. And then we'll go ahead with the regulatory approvals from stock exchange, CCI, SEBI, and finally the scheme document will have to be filed with NCLT for final approval. So I'm not able to attach any timelines for it, though we are progressing at a very good pace.
Got it. That's helpful. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pramod Amthe for closing remarks.
Thank you. Management, any last comments you want to do, closing comments? Or?
Not really. I think we have had a good call, but sure. I would say if you have any remaining questions, we are always available to respond to those. But thank you for joining in again.
Thank you all for active participation, and have a good evening. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you. On behalf of Ashok Leyland, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.